We're in Siman Tav Samech, Zivav. The Mechaber says, Ein lahakel b'meshech mira kadmonim shelo la'asos pandish o pandish. So you shouldn't make these certain types of pastries filled with meat for Pesach out of the matzah. Siv Zayin, Ein litein beitzim shleimit b'matzah shetefa b'hem. Can't put whole eggs in the matzah in order to bake them whole. Mishnah Berurah says, even b'dieved, this would be yasser, according to that which we say, that matzah which is folded over in the oven becomes as a chashash chametz, because we're afraid that the heat doesn't go inside the entire area. So to this, if you put anything in it that's not chopped up entirely, so then there's a concern that it's going to fold over and cause issues. Simin Tav Samech Aleph, Dinafias Hamatza, Sif Aleph, Tanash Ofen Bo Chametz. An oven which you bake chametz in, tzarich lizark shasiku kedei lefas bo matzah, when you want to now use it for matzah, you got to burn it out, sheyechol gechalam apnei kulo. You have to make sure that the burning hot coals are over the entire place. Ve'ein dai lo bila hava. It's not just enough to get heated. Tekemosha bolea de gechalam, kach bolea de gechalam. Because the same way that it got the chametz in through the burning hot coals, that's how you have to get the chametz out. And that there should be sparks coming off of it. That's how hot it needs to get. Hilkach, therefore, if you put a fire in it many times before Pesach, it's not enough. It has to be that when you made the fire in it, your intention was to kasher for Pesach. Because if when you made the fire in the oven, you weren't sure. You didn't realize that you were doing it in order to kasher for Pesach, so maybe you would not be careful to make sure that the coals went all over the entire area. There are some who have the minug to put down a whole new floor in the oven in order that they not have to burn it out to kasher, and that is a good minug to do. Ramat says, "Ukshemakira de hesek, machshira de hesek." When you do burn it out in order to kasher it, tovi yashu lachs or ulahasek letzorech afia v'lolasos akol behesek echad. You should then put out the fire that you used to kasher the oven, and then light a new fire to bake in. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason is because maybe something was left in there. He didn't kasher completely well, so now the second time we'll kasher completely. So just to cover ourselves. The Achronim write that if you forgot to kasher the oven before Yom Tov, and you need to kasher it on Yom Tov, that you would be able to do it all in one shot with the fire. You wouldn't need to do two burnings, because that would be Avar Shalo Letzorech on Yom Tov. Siv Beis, Tafka Shalcheres Chadasha, one of the boards that is normally used for making a roof. Loshna Hesikim Yibifnemo Yibachotz Mutter. Doesn't matter how you put the fire on it, it's going to be okay. Because the oven goes underneath, the fire goes underneath it. We're not afraid that if you bake the matzah on that is going to come to chimetz. But either way, you have to kasher it first. Some say that you shouldn't bake in hot ashes. Siv Gimel, matzah shenefes ad she'en porsin osa ein chutin nimshach mimena yotzim ba. Matzah, which was only baked enough that if you were to split it open, there would be no strings coming out of it. That's already baked enough that it would not be chametz.